judges have taken their position in terms of Angela Kearns, and we see it's a matter for the High Court now in terms of if there's compensations and so on. But it does bring into focus the work of parliamentary committees, such as the Public Accounts and others. And I think one thing that we should remember within that is this arises about interpretation of parliamentary privilege, either in the Dáil or in committees. And what has arisen here is with the Public Accounts Committee to do with the Kearns judgment. Obviously, I wasn't a member of it when these matters took place a number of years ago. I was on a different committee. Was that we have are effectively a private organisation, albeit contracted by the state to carry out certain works. So the salary of that individual, pensions or remuneration or anything like that, are very much a kind of a no-go area because, you know, the state's interest is we're paying you X to carry out Y on our behalf. Are you doing that correctly? And I suppose that's where our position would start and finish as an Oireachtas committee. So the CPP, which I suppose in Oireachtas terms, is the Supreme Court, if you like, in terms of procedure. It's called the Committee on Procedure and Privileges, and the Cairn Court of Chairs it, and they give guidance and rules and so on. They had advised the PSC not to pursue this particular line, and they went ahead anyway. So the judge, presumably then, the courts have taken the view that they only had qualified privilege and really shouldn't have proceeded the way they did. And I fully understand that.